boy, look at that. Is this the one that you had to take off because it's
coming?
Now, I guess you've seen a lot of old houses around Clarksville torn down.
Oh, yes. There was one on this corner, a brick house.
Right across here?
Then there was one right over there. And there was one, two, three. The one on the college corner was a house. All that's been torn down in that apartment.
That apartment building. Mm-hmm.
Did you read where somebody punched that boy's car, tires lives over there in that apartment?
No, I didn't. Was it over the weekend or something?
Yeah, it was last Saturday, last week. I told you he's a mortician. Didn't I tell you? Well, he's finagled. They live out in the country where Louise is the name of the place, the little country village life. But Gannon, Nate has a funeral home here and one there.
I met his son at a party. Doesn't he have a son that works with him here in the...
And now Gilman's a young man.
I may have met him then.
And he had to live here because he tends to visit here. But he started working for Maeve when he was going over here to college. And then he went, I think once was in Indiana or somewhere, to a regular school. And he was a pilot, and until he got his license for the mortician, he was a body away from here. They used to send him back, him and another one, and he'd go drive the flag of plane, get this body and bring it back here. Real smart boy. He's not pretty, but he's smart. And his car's out there, and somebody punched out four of his tires. And bent it with a pair of scissors. And left the scissors sticking in one of them.
Are you kidding? Boy, that's awful. I didn't read it was in the Leaf Chronicle then. Did you read it?
Yeah, it was in that police scan.
I read the police scan.
I knew that.
Yeah, I do too. See, you know, usually you'll know what's happening to people.